Steve Fawcett floated into the history books today. On his sixth attempt, the Chicago millionaire completed the first solo circumnavigation of the globe in a balloon. Fawcett crossed east of 117 degrees longitude this morning off the southwestern coast of Australia. At this time, Fawcett is still airborne. Meteorologists predict smooth flying until he lands tomorrow in Australia. From member station KWMU in St. Louis, Kevin Lavery reports.
Like Charles Lindbergh before him, aviation's newest pioneer has ties to St. Louis. That's where Mission Control Director Joe Ritchie gathered his team shortly after 9:40 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to tell the world about balloonist Steve Fawcett's glide into history.
The official facts from the capsule has just come in, confirming that he's crossed. So, guys, nice going, Luke. Come on.
Fawcett reached the finish line 13 days after launching from Northam, Australia on June 18th. Enshrouded in the blackness of an austral night, Fawcett spoke by satellite phone to his support team.
It's nighttime. Local time is 11 o'clock at night, and it's a clear night up above. I can see the stars, but there's cloud cover down below. I'm 250 miles south of Australia. Seems we missed Australia on the way around. And we're taking a Luke Drillman's has found a routing for me to get back north into Australia for landing tomorrow.
With the end of his more than 19,000-mile journey in sight, a tired but happy Fawcett called today the biggest day of his life.
It was enormous relief and satisfaction because I put everything into this, all of my efforts, all of my skills. I've taken the risk associated with this over this long period of time, and finally, after six flights, I succeeded, and it's a very satisfying experience.
Fawcett's success finally came on his sixth try after five previous crash-plagued attempts. In 1998, Fawcett was nearly killed when a violent thunderstorm east of Australia tore open his balloon, catapulting him into a harrowing 29,000-foot plunge into the Coral Sea. This time, strong guiding winds at times pushed Fawcett's balloon at speeds of 200 miles per hour. But there were a few moments that tested the team's and the pilot's resolve. A huge line of storms over the Pacific early on in the flight forced Fawcett to descend, flying just 400 feet above the sea. Assistant meteorologist David DeHaynau says another difficult period came on approach to the tip of South America.
When he was west of the Andes and he wasn't able to maintain his altitude, he thought the flight was over. He thought he blew the flight. And he said, well, no, you still have an option left to guide you over the Andes without jeopardizing your safety and without losing much time. So, and I think when that happened, he grew very confident that he could make it.
Fawcett's journey adds another entry into an impressive book of achievements. He currently holds world records in ballooning, sailing, and aircraft flying. And he's already planning his next adventure, a solo glider flight into the Earth's stratosphere. Steve Fawcett is expected to touch down near the town of Forest in Western Australia at sunset local time, 8 a.m. Eastern tomorrow. For NPR News, I'm Kevin Lavery in St. Louis.